Good morning and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. So glad you're with us for day 836 of our three-year journey through the Word of God as we pick up on Job 36. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for your word. Continue to teach us in the book of Job as we continue to journey through this challenging book. Speak to our hearts. Humble us where we need to be humbled. Encourage us where we need to be strengthened. Correct us where we're going astray. And help us to see and know Jesus and to glorify you in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, Job 36. And Elihu continued and said, "Bear with me a little, and I will show you, for I have yet something to say on God's behalf. I will get my knowledge from afar and ascribe righteousness to my Maker, for truly my words are not false. One who is perfect in knowledge is with you. Behold, God is mighty and does not despise any. He is mighty in strength and understanding. He does not keep the wicked alive, but gives the afflicted their right. He does not withdraw his eyes from the righteous, but with kings on the throne he sets them forever, and they are exalted. And if they are bound in chains and caught in the cords of affliction, then he declares to them their work and their transgressions, that they are behaving arrogantly. He opens their ears to instruction and commands that they return from iniquity. If they listen and serve him, they complete their days in prosperity and their years in pleasantness. But if they do not listen, they perish by the sword and die without knowledge. The godless in heart cherish anger. They do not cry for help when he binds them. They die in youth, and their life ends among the cult prostitutes. He delivers the afflicted by their affliction and opens their ear by adversity. He also allured you out of distress into a broad place where there was no cramping. And what was set on your table was full of fatness, but you are full of the judgment on the wicked. Judgment and justice seize you. Beware lest wrath entice you into scoffing, and let not the greatness of the ransom turn you aside. Will your cry for help avail to keep you from distress, or all the force of your strength? Do not long for the night when people vanish in their place. Take care. Do not turn to iniquity, for this you have chosen rather than affliction. Behold, God is exalted in his power. Who is a teacher like him? Who has prescribed for him his way? And who can say, 'You have done wrong'? Remember to extol his work, of which men have sung. All mankind has looked on it. Man beholds it from afar. Behold, God is great, and we know him not. The number of his years is unsearchable, for he draws up the drops of water. They distill his mist in rain, which the skies pour down and drop on mankind abundantly. Can anyone understand the spreading of the clouds, the thundering of his pavilion? Behold, he scatters his lightnings about him and covers the roots of the sea. For by these he judges peoples. He gives food in abundance. He covers his hands with the lightning and commands it to strike the mark. Its crashing declares his presence. The cattle also declare that he rises." Job 36. Oh boy, this Elihu guy's a little bit too much to put up with, isn't he? I mean, he says a lot of true things. This should be frighteningly humbling to us, because this guy's theology is so good, is so right. So much of what he says about God is just absolutely spot on accurate. And yet, look at verse 4. "For truly my words are not false. One who is perfect in knowledge is with you." Seriously? One who is perfect in knowledge? He is speaking on God's behalf, he says. "Bear with me a little and I will show you, for I have yet something to say on God's behalf." He thinks, unlike Job, who's humble and has affirmed the limits of his knowledge, he thinks that he got his knowledge from God himself. and that he's speaking on God's behalf. Thus, he has perfect knowledge. This is, just hang out here with me for a minute. This is a sobering warning against anyone who would claim to speak on behalf of God and who's not quoting Scripture and dealing with Scripture faithfully. There are many people in our world who claim to be prophets or apostles or claim to have a word from the Lord, and they speak, and what they're speaking is not Scripture. Or what they speak is Scripture, but it's taken out of context so that it can be manipulated in such a way that they're claiming to reveal more than what God has actually spoken. This is very, very common in our day and age. The signs and wonders movement, the word of faith movement, the apostolic movement, the charismatic movement, these people who say, I have a word from the Lord, and they say something that's not in the Bible. Or people who say something from the Bible, but then they take it so out of context, they're not faithful to what God has actually said. And many of these will claim a status for themselves of like, I am the Lord's anointed, and God says, don't you touch my anointed. I will keep my anointed as the apple of my eye. And all these things that really talk about Jesus, and they're applying them to themselves, because let me tell you something about Elihu here. My boy Elihu says something about himself that's only true of Jesus. For truly my words are not false. One who is perfect in knowledge is with you. The only one who could say that was the one who, when he was on earth, regularly began what he was saying with, amen, amen, or truly, truly, I say to you. And then he would speak. He could speak that way because he's the Son of God. He's the Word of God incarnate. His words were never false. He could always begin everything he said by saying, truly, truly, or amen, amen, I say to you, I proclaim to you, truly I proclaim to you. One who is perfect in knowledge is with you. That's the Lord Jesus. And Elihu may be many things, but he ain't Jesus. And that's what a lot of these apostles and prophets and so-called anointed ones need to just realize, that they're saying things. They're claiming to speak on God's behalf. They're claiming to get their knowledge from afar. They're claiming that their words are not false, but they're way off base. And I know some people will defend them and say, oh, but they say so many true things about God. They really have a big and powerful view of the God of the Bible. Well, so does Elihu. Behold, God is mighty and does not despise any. He is mighty in strength of understanding. Yes, and amen. Just because someone says something that's true doesn't mean that they have the authority to say that everything they say is true, or that something that is not a word from the Lord is actually a word from the Lord. And we know, because we know the whole story of Job, we know the opening and the closing of the book. We've been given this information from God, inspired by the Holy Spirit. And so here, what he says, he's implying this about Job. He's implying that the wicked is what's Job. And when he says he does not withdraw his eyes from the righteous, what he means by this is that if Job were really righteous, God would not withdraw his eyes from him. In other words, his favor from him. In other words, his protection from him. But with kings on the throne, he sets them forever and they are exalted. Not always. Jesus was crucified in open shame and humiliation on a cross. Peter was crucified upside down in shame and humiliation. Andrew was crucified on an X-shaped cross in shame and humiliation. The Apostle Paul was beheaded under Nero. James was run through with a sword by Herod Antipas, who was just wicked man. And legend tells us, we're not 100% sure about this one, but Thomas was stoned to death by a Hindu mob on the southeastern coast of India, we think. As far as we know, the only apostle who lived to a ripe old age was John, and he ended his life in exile on the island of Patmos, where he wrote Revelation. You can be righteous, you can be faithful, you can be used of God, and you can be humbled, afflicted, and not have the outward appearance of the favor of God being on you. It's no coincidence. It is no coincidence that the very same men and women who claim this apostolic authority, this prophetic anointing, who claim to speak the word of God, who aren't speaking the word of God, also, like Elihu and like Job's friends, like to say that if God's favor is on you, you will be rich, you will be healthy, you will be blessed, you will be protected. You will have favor from God in an outward, observable, measurable sense. And they wear their expensive suits and their fancy watches, and they drive their nice cars, and they live in their nice homes, and they're sucking the poor of God's people dry by their manipulations. And a chapter like Job 36 should, among many things that it does, it should cause us to be alert to people who claim to speak on God's behalf, who claim to have a word from God that is not really from God, and then who claim to speak in a way that would imply that anyone who honors God with their life is abundantly prosperous. Look at verse 11. If they listen and serve him, they complete their days in prosperity and their years in pleasantness. Does that sound like the prosperity gospel? Sure does. It's a lie. It's a lie. And Elihu is arrogant, presumptuous, foolish, and God will correct him. In just a couple chapters, God's going to show up and correct him. And that's how we should be with all these prosperity gospel preachers. We should not take them seriously, but we should say, along with God's answer to Elihu, this is someone who speaks and they don't know what they're talking about, because they're claiming to speak on behalf of God and they're not. They're claiming to speak the word of God and they're not. And they're preaching a gospel that is not the biblical gospel, that's not cross-shaped, that's not Christ-following. Take up your cross and follow me is not take up your Lexus and drive to your mansion in your Gucci or Armani, whatever. It's not how that works. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the call of the gospel. Thank you that we have truth from your word to correct error. Help us to live according to it, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, thanks for joining me for Job 36. Tomorrow, we are going to go back to the Gospel of John and pick up with John chapter 5. I do hope you'll have a blessed day in the Lord.